Knowledge can take the romance out of things. Learning about mistletoe took some of the intrigue out of this holiday tradition. Hanging a sprig of this evergreen plant with its white berries has a long history. The Norse myth was that the goddess of love bids everyone to kiss under the sprig because its medicinal powers revived her son. Druids had expansive ceremonies to collect and use the plant. They thought kissing under it kept folks safe from evil. Armies that passed under branches of mistletoe put down their weapons for a day. The legends, in part, stem from the plant's medicinal qualities. It has been used carefully for its life-giving power, but used improperly, it can cause severe stomach upset, and in a small child, could be dangerous. The plant is parasitic. It survives by getting nutrients from other plants. The new roots grasp onto the bark of the host tree. This allows the plant to get food and water. European varieties are usually found on apple or oak. North American varieties are usually found on spruce or fir. The European varieties are the ones we associate with the holiday season. They have thick, dark green leaves and white berries. To bear fruit, the plant has to be at least 5 years old. The fruit is the key to how the plant is spread and its name. The fruit's a favorite of birds. Once they digest the seed, the birds spread it through the forest. Early plant observers noticed the plants sprouted from bird droppings. The more droppings there were on a branch, then the more new plants. In Old English, the name reflects this observation. Mistle, in Old English, means dung, and toe means branch. Makes you want to run right out and get this year's dung branch. The current tradition is that if a woman is caught under the mistletoe, then a man can steal a kiss. Then he plucks a berry from the sprig. The stealing of kisses ends when no berries are left on the branch of mistletoe. With my newfound knowledge, every time I pluck off a berry, I'll remember how mistletoe is spread through the forest. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.